Here's another family poem called A Wedding Toast. That's what it is. It was written for the wedding of my eldest son, Christopher, two summers back, summer of 1971, Bastille Day. It starts out by referring to the account of the wedding in Cana of Galilee, as St. John gives it, and taking seriously St. John's amazing figures as to the quantity of wine which Jesus provided in the waning hours of a party, infinitely more than they could possibly need. It has the wonderful preposterousness of the miracles generally. St. John tells how at Cana's wedding feast, the water pots poured wine in such amount that by his sober count, there were 100 gallons at the least. It made no earthly sense, unless to show how whatsoever love elects to bless brims to a sweet excess that can, without depletion, overflow. Which is to say that what love sees is true, that the world's fullness is not made but found. Life hungers to abound and pour its plenty out for such as you. Now, if your loves will lend an ear to mine, I toast you both, good son and dear new daughter. May you not lack for water, and may that water smack of Cana's wine. Actually, if you take all that business of how many firkins of water were transformed into wine, it's more than the 100 gallons, I say, but I couldn't get the full amount into the line.